chest. Always told, do your best. Mediocrity is the curse. But what
Bro Dylan on Neo Rocks. That was This Is Not the End. And before that, you heard from what else did I play in that set?
Tom Adams.
Tom Adams and The Last Resort was in that set. But before Bro Dylan, we had Modern Electric, Great Expectations, and Tom Adams of The Last Resort, I Could Be the Last, and we started off with Ray Flanagan and The Authorities and Get Off My Back.
Russ, I texted you. Make sure you text me back.
Yeah, Russ.
Come on, Russ. Happy birthday, Russ.
You're assuming he's listening.
I'm also assuming he hasn't deleted me from his phone because I send him lots of things that aren't. Never mind. If I was friends with me, I wouldn't be friends with me, is what I'm saying. So I would have deleted me a long time ago.
People that haven't deleted you yet, yet being the operative word here, the guys from Bro Dylan, they're in studio with us right now.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Good. We've been distracting you guys a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that last band was
something. Yeah. We played some music.
We told dirty jokes.
Yeah, off air. All the stuff that we can't say on the air, we got out of the system early.
And I was happy to just find out that Facebook Live was not running while we were, talking.
I thought we were live the whole time. This is the fourth time I thought that.
Is that why you were sitting there and not saying anything?
Yeah, okay. That's how I was waiting.
He was
waiting for it to,
That's the smart way to be.
Uh-huh.
You never know who's listening.
No, you don't. Especially here.
Yeah.
Like Drake.
So you guys have a show this weekend.
We do, yes.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're playing at the Beachland Tavern on Saturday with our good friends Ohio Weather Band and Soul Fox. Show starts at 8, or the doors open at 8, I should say, and show starts at 9. But, yeah, we're really excited because it's our first album, and we put a lot of work into it, and, yeah, we're just really excited, you know.
So seeing the album art, does the album come with 3D glasses? Because it looks like it might.
Yeah, I know, right? That's actually a really good idea. You're putting pressure on us, man. You're putting pressure.
But name of the disc is?
Crisis.
Crisis. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the disc.
Yeah, so we named the album Crisis. And like you can see on the cover, it's got that little hologram look to it. And we recorded it at the Lava Room Recording Studios down in Cleveland with our buddy Sam Osborne, and just kind of threw it together more or less quickly. We didn't have too many recording hours, and kind of did it more or less in one take. A lot of live action happened in there. So, yeah.
Yeah, the bass and the drums were both recorded together on every track.
Yeah, and minimum stuff happened in there. We just wanted to make it feel as live as possible, really. So.
Say, and I apologize to the listeners because we just started joking around in studio. Introduce yourself real quick.
Okay.
I'm Bro Dylan.
Yeah, I'm also Bro Dylan.
I'm Bro Dylan 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to get this out of the way, okay? And I wasn't going to talk about this, but whatever. I'd never like to ask bands how they get their name. But you guys have a very interesting name. What I want to know, has Bob Dylan ever contacted you?
Oh, God. Many times.
we had to get rid of his number.
Define
we were
contact.
Sick of him.
does he still text you and call you and all that?
It gets weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No.
We used to really like him.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, things got out of control.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
We're not about that anymore.
All seriousness, though, we just kind of chose our name on more or less of a whim. We had a gig coming up and didn't have a name, and so we decided to go with Bro Dylan, and it kind of stuck because we booked a bunch of gigs at once and kept it.
The last band name was Thread Needle, and when you actually played Bob Dylan
music,
songs, accidentally said Bro Dylan one time playing Bob Dylan, and we forgot about it, and then we had an open mic, and we're done with this last name, and we just put Bro Dylan on there. And we've stuck with that ever since.
Yeah. You know, it's definitely a catchy name. I mean,
thanks.
You know, people like it.
Do you have a lot of bros that come out to your shows? People expect
not
bro
usually.
Rock?
I wouldn't say.
Do you think bro rock is kind of like 311-ish type stuff? Because we definitely don't play that kind of music.
What would it be like? Creed, 311,
Nickelback.
Are you going to play any Nickelback at the Beachland?
We piggyback off Nickelback, man. Like we're just.
Hey, guess what? I bet you didn't think the interview was going to go this way, did you?
We had planned for these curveballs.
Well, Eric had a great question for you because you guys have been around for a little while now, right?
I was going to save it for a little bit.
Oh,
but,
we'll save that. Yeah.
No. We'll
textbook jump the gun, Jason.
No, we'll let you can give it to us. No.
So your website says that you broke up in high school and then got back together. First off, why'd you break up?
Yeah.
And second off, what are you doing to make sure you don't break up again?
Well, we're different.
Which apparently, from what you guys were saying off air, hasn't been working very well because you've broken up a bunch of times.
Yeah, I think.
Whoa, I think are we on Maury right now? I mean,
but we can't stay away though. Yeah, we always come.
This is like Oprah. Is there a prize under this chair, man? We're getting deep.
You are not in the band.
this is band maybe number 5 for me, 7 yeah. for you guys.
Yeah, we've collectively been in about 21 different bands. Uh-huh.
Just the three of you.
Just the three of us.
Most of them have involved either like some combination of us. Yeah.
But we came all together again after like 7 years of not playing about a year ago. Actually, which is really cool, is our show's on May 28th. And the first show we ever played was on like May 30th or something. So it'll literally be just about a year that we've been playing together as Bro Dylan, and we'll be doing our album release.
And in high school, did we stop after one of those Battle of the Bands?
Yeah,
things?
We failed Battle of the Bands so bad, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, stop right there. We're going to come back to that. Because you guys are going to be playing a song for us. Mm. But I want to hear about this failed Battle of the Bands. Every musician can relate to this, so we have to hear about this. And then we'll talk about lots of positive stuff, too. Not all the negative, you know. But again, Bro Dylan, you guys are going to be playing at the Beachland this Saturday.
Yep.
Doors are at 8?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Let's hear some music, huh?
Let's do it.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play Lock the Deadbolt. We're playing live right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that loud enough?
A little louder.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Lock the deadbolt. She wore a red cardigan and smiled at me. It was innocent, but I would keep it to myself. I fell in love and I couldn't help. But as time went on and we didn't click, she wore blue and I got sick of all the words in the movement. So his boots were thick, his steps heavy, his eyes were fire and his fists ready to beat down any door between him and his amour. If only she could see his side, the one where he was always right, but we were there and we entered. We went to lie the deadbolt, lock the deadbolt.
to her.
Bro Dylan live on Nero Racks, Lock the Deadbolt off their new album, Crisis, which they are releasing this Saturday at the Beachland. Again, who's playing along with you?
Ohio Weather Band and Soul Fox.
And
that'll be this Saturday, 8 p.m. doors. I got to say, before we proceed, I really like your musical setup here. You're playing your Fender Strat, and you've got your little Fender amp over there, which is awesome. You've got a bass, man. I have no idea what kind of tambourine that is, but it's awesome.
It's a Rhythmtec tambourine. It's pretty ergodynamic.
It looked like it. You were really beating the heck out of that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's all I got. I'm done. I don't know.
You were asking them earlier about their failed Battle of the Band.
There's a soft place in my heart for any high school band who plays any kind of talent show or Battle of the Bands. I've never won one ever. And I failed twice in high school, and it was just like one of my best friends, and I wouldn't talk to him for like weeks because I was so mad about it. We're okay now, if you're wondering. But give me your story. I want to hear about this.
I don't think we ever had, like, going into Battle of the Bands, we always wanted to lose.
Like, we had a bad attitude.
Yeah, we totally did. Back then, we were like a prog rock band. Like, we were terrible.
Yeah, it was twice. There was freshman year and sophomore year.
Yeah,
right?
high school. Yeah, we did the high school Battle of the Bands thing.
First one was at the Rock Hall.
Was at the Rock
and
Hall.
The second one was at House of Blues.
House of Blues.
House of Blues.
Yeah, we thought we were too cool to be there.
Yeah, and we were not cool at all.
And yeah, we weren't that good.
So we didn't even make it past the first round.
Yeah,
but you know, it was a good experience.
Yeah,
they say
we learned from it.
Yeah, we learned a little bit. Something. We took notes.
What did you learn? What should we tell the kids listening that they should be learning from the Rock?
Practice your scales, sing in key.
Yeah, and your songs have to make sense in
right.
a way musically.
Yeah,
you know, we used to, you know, the songs we would write would basically have like three parts and we just mash them together.
I didn't really start writing lyrics until recently. I would just mumble, you know, kind of like Tom York, only not. Like, you know, so
here's the really important question. Are there any recordings of these old bands out there?
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
There is some from, when do we record it?
Our friend and guitar teacher, Joe Gambetta, from Joe's Music in Willoughby, he recorded us way back in the day. And a friend of mine the other day, just Soul Fox actually, who's playing with us, sent me a recording that he actually had on his iTunes of us way back in the day.
Yeah, none of us have this anymore, but apparently Soul Fox
it's
does.
It's embarrassing.
Someone else has our masters.
So so what you're saying is they're the band that we should have in right now, just to embarrass
yes.
the hell out of you guys.
You know where I think you went wrong?
Hmm?
You didn't play any Drake.
Oh, Hotline Bling. That's a pretty good one.
I mean, we can't prove that wrong.
No.
Because it's true.
Yep.
So, you guys want to play another track for us?
Absolutely.
All right, what are you going to play?
Yeah, we're going to do Minor Setback.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got Bro Dylan live in studio. They're playing live track Minor Setback off their new disc, Crisis, here on NeoRex. Go ahead, guys.
Your love is like a dentist drill. shaky hands and no skill. But you've got some time to kill. And I'll be waiting here so still. I always laugh at your emphasis on parts of speech and the names you'd mention. What does Cezanne have to do with this? But still I lean in for a French kiss. Yeah, I guess it's just a minor setback. You think you know, but you forget that I'm not that logical. But I still love you to death, yeah. Remember when I wore that toupee and made faces at the valet? I wouldn't give him the time of day, but he was looking for a simple payday. Yeah, I guess it's just a minor setback. You think you know, but you forget that I'm not there logical. It's just a minor setback. You think you know, but you forget that I'm not that logical. But I still love you to death, yeah. I guess it's just a minor setback. You think you know, but but I still love you to death. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Wait, let me get my microphone here. Okay, Bro Dylan with Minor Setback. And we're, of course, we're talking all things Beachland Tavern this Saturday with Bro Dylan.
Yeah, we love it.
And we're also talking Drake for some reason as well. That was a cool song.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You guys like it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're into it.
Yeah. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. I trained for this. I spent all day thinking about these questions.
He's like half therapist. Do you really like it? Yes. Are you sure?
Where can people go to find out more about the disc?
Well, you could go to our website, www.brodylan.com. We also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, which is all at Bro Dylan Music. Bandcamp, the album Crisis is up on Bandcamp now, so you can listen to the whole thing. Yeah.
So do you guys get a lot of venues asking you to play all Dylan songs all night long?
Surprisingly, no. That's never happened yet. That's
wow.
Never, I know, right?
Because John Roddy, who does Vindictive Alarm Clock, he was on just before us, mm-hmm. said Bro Dylan's going to be in studio. He goes, oh, is that something for Dylan's birthday tomorrow?
Oh, is it his birthday tomorrow?
It's 75.
Happy birthday, Bob.
No, we get some like old guys in the bar sometimes will think we're like a Bob Dylan cover band, but that's about it.
Do you ever look at them and tell them, yeah, he wrote that. You just don't know Bob Dylan like we know Bob Dylan.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we should. We could, though. We could.
Oh, all right, so once again, the show, Saturday night, Beachland, Soul Fox and the Ohio Weather Band playing along with you. What time do doors open?
Doors will open at 8, show will be at 9. It's our favorite club in Cleveland by far. We love the Beachland. It was a special place for us, so, yeah.
Once again, check them out, Bro Dylan, Facebook.
Website.
.com Twitter. / Bro Dylan.
Internet.
Yeah, you
know, all interwebs.
Search engines, put them in there. Find us.
Snap us.
All right, we got one last track off the disc titled Crisis.
Yeah, we're going to do Prozac Solution.
Prozac Solution. We got that queued up and ready to go. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you guys.
Thanks
really
so much for having
it.
Us.
And once again, Bro Dylan, Prozac Solution on Neo Rocks.